As I record this, I can hear the sounds of birds chirping and singing outside, and it is in fact early spring in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm reminded of that image of the bird's nest and the baby birds, newly hatched, still young and developing. And they watch their mother and their father fly from the nest, and they dream that one day they too will have that ability. Thanks for tuning in to the Entrepreneurial Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Stephen Carter, and my mission is to develop the entrepreneurial mindset in all learners so they are radically transformed to impact their lives. That means I drill into growth mindset, developing grit, how to redefine failure, and opportunity seeking. Because I believe this wholeheartedly. I believe that if we are armed with the mindset of an entrepreneur, if we think like an entrepreneur, we are going to bring innovation, we are going to bring change, and we will lead lives of fulfillment as we pursue our purpose and our calling. Whew, okay, well, that gets me excited. But listen, today's podcast episode, I'm going to talk about a topic near and dear to my heart. Now, if you were to come into my home and walk into the living room and take a seat, you would notice probably fairly quickly that there is a picture on the wall. And depicted in this picture, it's fairly monotone in terms of color. It's sort of grayish, brownish, and it's a picture of a tree. And yet there is a blue nest, a blue bird nestled in that tree. And the words overarching this picture have been taken from a poem. And on the picture, it says this: "What if I fall? ? What if I fall?" Now that's a common fear, right? This is a fear that we have even going back early in age when we're learning to ride a bike, or perhaps we're learning to walk for the first time when we're just a baby. It's like, what if I fall? Right? What if I fall? If I fall, I'm going to get hurt. If I fall, I might break something. If I fall, I might do some damage. What if I fall? Well, the other side of this picture has a complementary question. And that question is this: but oh, my darling, what if you fly? Wow. Listen. There's a reason that picture is hanging on our wall, and that reason is inspiration and a reminder that the prerequisite for flight is the willingness to fall. The prerequisite for flight is the willingness to fall. See, we learn this early in age. This is why, as a growth mindset, we develop a growth mindset when we are kids, when we are babies, because we overcome the willingness to fall in order to learn to walk and then to run and then to eventually fly. Now, I don't mean literally, right? But to fly into opportunity, to take the leap. I heard it, and I believe I've said it before in this podcast, but Sarah Blakely in her masterclass talks about entrepreneurship being the act of assembling the plane after you launch yourself off the cliff. Now, that might be a little too much of a fear of falling for some of us, but that's the general idea, is until we are ready to embrace that falling, the fear of falling, until we're ready to look that in the eyes and say, bring it on, we will never experience the power of flight. Now, the way this statement is worded, "What if I fall? But oh, my darling, what if you fly?" It's worded as if a parent is saying it to a child. And I want you to picture that for a moment. Picture that scene in the bird's nest in early spring. As those birds are being encouraged to spread their wings and to attempt the act of flight, and the mother bird is urging them and pushing them toward the edge of the nest, and that terrified little bird looks up at its mother and says, "But mother, what if I fall?" And the mother bird, knowing that that fear must be embraced, internalized, accepted, and overcome, says, "But oh, my darling, what if you fly?" Aaron Hansen is the poet who put these words onto paper, and the entire line is even more inspiring. The entire line reads as follows: "There is freedom waiting for you on the breezes of the sky. And you ask, what if I fall? But oh, my darling, what if you fly?" There is freedom waiting for you. Freedom. Where? On the breezes of the sky. But you must take flight in order to achieve it. Now, that's an interesting word to use, that word freedom. It implies this idea of releasing oneself. And I would argue that that freedom is a freedom from the fear that is ultimately paralyzing and crippling for many of us. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of not succeeding. It's the fear of not accomplishing whatever it is we set out to do. That fear can keep us in many ways from trying in the first place. And that's why when we talk about redefining failure as an entrepreneurial mindset attribute, what we're really talking about is overcoming the fear of failure. Yeah, we're always going to be afraid of not succeeding. We're always going to be afraid that it won't work out. But if we let that fear become paralyzing and crippling to us, then we will not try. And what will inevitably end up happening is we will live the rest of our life with regret. The regret that comes from not trying and therefore never knowing what might have happened. You see, if we try and we don't succeed, well, we found out what happened. If I try out for the baseball team and I don't make it, well, guess what? I learned something. I found out what happened. You don't make the team. But if I never tried out in the first place, I would never know. I would live the rest of my life with that uncertainty around, boy, what would have happened? Now, if you don't know, if you haven't heard me mention it in the past, I am previously an English teacher, which means that I am always an English teacher. And that means I will look for any opportunity I can to weave poetry and literature into the entrepreneurial mindset. So I'm going to share with you another line of poetry. This one is far less optimistic. This one really goes more into that negative realm, but it's a good reminder of what it is we're trying to avoid. There's a line of poetry by the poet Dante Rossetti that captures the essence of regret. It captures the essence of what happens if we don't allow ourselves to try. The speaker says this: "Look in my face. My name is Might Have Been. I am also called No More. Too late. Farewell." Whew, okay. So we went from, you know, high encouragement with what if I fall, but oh my darling, what if you fly, to the depths of lowness with no more, too late, farewell. I almost feel like I need to read that with a really low, depressing tone of voice. But that's what awaits us when we are paralyzed by the fear of not succeeding. We might as well rename ourselves Might Have Been. We might as well be called No More, Too Late, and Farewell, because we have given up on the possibility. You see, when we refuse to try, we're not just missing out on that chance of not succeeding. We are missing out on the success that could have been. But even worse than that, we will never know. Now, look, I don't want this to be a depressing thought. I want this to be an encouraging thought, because here's the thing. We ultimately live out our life on a daily basis through a series of decisions. And if those decisions are based on fear of not succeeding, it is going to take us down a path that will lead to where we do not want to be. But if we decide we are going to live a life where we pursue opportunity, where we have redefined failure, where we are willing to try, Well, that's a life that's going to take us into some discomfort at times. It's going to take us into uncertainty. It's going to get us out of the zone in which we have become deeply entrenched, and it's going to enable us to no longer live with the fear of that regret, but to try, knowing that ultimately, we will never experience the feeling of flying if we are not first willing to experience falling.